Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
money, money. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling, patting pockets. You take the dollar, dollar, can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, you bet, it's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Towards reaching testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne, it's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the...
Smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with that retirement fund, I can't just till I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Rolling through, set it pat in them pockets till I'm second holding through. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lumps. It's a four-row, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Muzzle in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint.
Yesterday, before blocking me, saying, you know, if she wasn't welcome on the show, what I had to say to her myself. Well, let's see. Knowing it's her, does she really think I'm going to hit her up on Facebook and tell her, you're not welcome?
Well, that is what it is.
Oh, well, that's one less crazy bitch on my fucking profile. Simple as that.
Yep.
I'm so confused.
No, because last year, you know, we had this chick fucking hack JR. And
yeah,
pretty much,
that one.
Yeah, pretty much tried to shut us all down. And same bitch called in last night. And, you know, and I told Chris over text, you know, that bitch ain't welcome here. And, you know, the fact that Chris said, you know, I'll tell her. And she got pissed because if Chris told her instead of me. Do you really want me to talk to your ass?
Ooh,
hey, we got 314. 314 was good with us.
Fuck yeah, whoop from St. Louis. What up, Ninja?
Shit, chilling you?
Just, like, sitting here and fucking bliss as fuck because I was going to fucking ride my bicycle from St. Louis to Denver because that's as far as the bicycle trail can go, just to see my ninja in Yreka, California. And it's weird because, like, I think he's, like, my soulmate. Fucking awesome. And then I put up an ad on Rideshare, right? And this truck driver calls me a couple hours ago, says he's passing through St. Louis on Saturday and he can give me a ride to Salt Lake City. So I'm like, fuck yeah.
Are you sure you want to trust the truck driver?
I'm definitely going to be careful.
Yeah, because...
I'm adventurous as fuck. If you knew this ninja, you would know I'm very, very ballsy. I might have a Ned, but I'm very fucking ballsy.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Is there Shit, I just got home from work not too long ago. And I'm just fucking kicking back, smoking a cigarette. Thinking about smoking some more fucking weed.
Fuck yeah, I just saw the thing with the cool picture with the chick shooting the fuck out of a zombie, so I called.
Hell yeah.
You saw Lita.
So for once, the fucking promo actually worked.
Lita brings the bitches.
It was
but even the
awesome
ghetto
G
to finally find a fucking promo that actually works.
Exactly.
It's ghetto. Ghetto makes a lot of things work.
It's funny.
Hey, I mean, I fucking love it. I mean, this is the
fucking
Lita.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Havoc.
Nice.
I'm Spaz.
Nice.
I'm the other motorcycle killer, and KG will be on later.
The last person that couldn't understand you, you sounded like you were stuffing your mouth.
It usually is. Don't worry about that.
Hey, I'm drinking whiskey right now, so I'm good.
Yeah, that's his excuse for everything. I'm drinking whiskey.
Yeah, but he thinks he's a lightweight. Don't let him fool you.
It's okay, I am too.
No,
where
no,
are
no,
you
no,
guys?
This,
what city
no,
are you
this,
guys in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm in the same place.
I'm sorry.
I'm in PA.
Oh, not so sorry, but I'm sorry.
That's where Ghetto lives too.
I have actually lived in Mastiff, Queens, which Mastiff sucks ass, and they can all suck a dick in New York City because they're all gay. No offense.
Got some hatred for the gays going on there, huh?
No, I just think that people are assholes there. And there's
that's
a lot of Jeffa hoes.
Well, of course they're assholes. It's Massachusetts and it's New York City.
They don't call them assholes for nothing.
Those states.
Exactly.
Offense.
Fuck you, Candy Crush. Fuck you hard.
That game is so damn addictive.
I hate this fucking shit.
Why do you think I stopped playing that?
So what level are you on right now?
I'm on level fucking 23. I'm stuck on this bitch.
God
this
damn it, I'm on 63.
Is this the same place where you can talk to, like, tech and shit?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, we've had tech up on here. We've had Chris Calico, Calhoun, A&B, Ice.
We had Rehab.
Nice.
Yes, we've had Rehab, Little
yeah,
White.
You guys need to have Dark Half.
I want to try to get them. I mean, I want to try to get Dark Half, and I also want to try to get Scum up on here. Boonuk. I mean, like, you know, Boonuk's a little hard to get a hold of. I mean, I've been trying my fucking damnest to get him in fucking Twisted, especially Twisted ever since I left Psychopathic, so I've been trying to get them, but it ain't been that easy.
Yeah, if they're listening, I want to say whoop whoop Madrox, I want to feed you cake, and whoop whoop Boondocks.
You know, if they were actually listening, if they were listening, it would be dope as all hell because then we'd have a little more listeners and callers.
Exactly.
I want to see Madrox so bad.
I want to see him naked.
That's also something I want to see, but not at the moment since I've taken because I'm a faithful bitch. I'm not a juggalette. I'm a lady, though. Because I got class.
But I mean, you know, Spaz, and your chick, it's going to take me a while to, you know, to memorize your names. It's just, you're new. I think you and almost every chick out there wants to see Madroff naked.
I do. But like,
I want to see a lot of people naked. It's okay.
I'm not going to lie. ABK would come to mind. Boondocks comes to mind. Jamie comes to mind. Shags comes to mind. One of the dudes from Dark Half, I'm not sure who comes to mind. I don't even know their names. Definitely Mike Garcia comes to mind. Mike Garcia from AMB.
Damn, yeah, this bitch has got a lot of people that comes to mind.
Wow.
You know, for a minute there, I could have sworn she said Wayne Gretzky.
leave it to you.
Dude, I did meet one of the Mets people, though. They were walking to St. Louis one day. I didn't even know who the fuck it was, you know. I just heard their accent, and I'm like, are you guys from New Jersey? And they're like, New York, baby. And I'm all like, nice. And they're like, do you know who this is? And I'm like, no. And they're like, this is fucking Mark Sanchez or something like that.
Something
like that. I don't fucking know. Yeah, and why are people sending me fucking messages on my PS3 in fucking Spanish?
What the hell?
Like, seriously, like, I just got on my fucking PS3 and I had a message from some dude in fucking Spanish or French or Antarctican or some fucking language.
I have fucking internet now, so I'm totally just going to send you fucking shit in Spanish now, dude.
Dude, you know you can get an interpreter, like, app on your phone, right? You can type in shit in English and just copy and paste it.
I would, except it's on my PlayStation.
Dude, I mean, my best friend, he was part Puerto Rican, and I'd fuck with him, and then I'd tell him to go suck his dick. Like, I'd tell him to literally suck his own dick in Spanish, and he'd be like, no. No, thank you, I'm good. And I'm like, see. I'm like, you know you want to. And then, yeah, it was pretty fucking funny. Then one time he said something about huevos. I'm like, no huevos. No huevos. Like the maid on Family Guy. But if my dude's listening, I wanted to give him the biggest shout out in the world, like, to tell him, thank you for, like, being, like, my world, like, ever. His name is Ollie, and he's really, really sweet, though. Well, baby, if you're listening, that would be fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Is there anything that, you know, you want to hear that we could possibly play for you?
Fuck yeah. Could you play You're the Reason by Twisted, because that's mine and Ollie's song?
Definitely do that.
Thank you.
No problem. I got to find it on my fucking thing here.
Motherfucker, I lost again.
Well, stop losing.
Fuck you. You know what? Go suck a fat fucking dildo, douchebag.
That's Chris's job.
No,
Chris watches infomercials about fucking dildos. All right?
Apparently, because there was one on last night. Which I wonder why the hell is on Spike's TV or USA around like 3 a.m.
Usually it's like softcore porn infomercial bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, but my question is why
like girl going wild bullshit.
Dude.
Yeah, but my question is why the fuck is Chris sitting there watching an infomercial about free dildos?
It's called watching TV at 3 a.m. and whatever damn commercial they put on.
I feel loved. He misses me, okay? Leave it alone.
Apparently he does. Man, he's watching. He's about fucking free dodo.
Watch fucking infomercials and shit. Oh my god, why is it so fucking hot in this? fucking room.
It is fucking hot in mine, too. Don't worry. I'm in the Midwest. You know how they call it even?
My husband closed my windows. No wonder why it's cold. I'm fucking hot.
I had to close mine. Oh, you want to know something else that's fucking sick as fuck?
What's that?
Okay, so in St. Louis, right, I live in, like, the hood, but it's all good because I live in the only house with white people in my neighborhood, but still, the name of my street is called Lotus Street.
Word.
Hell.
Fuck yeah.
I live in the ghetto of Southington.
I had to close my window because I heard gunshots.
And Southington's not that far from me either, Spaz.
Wait, what?
I said you're not that far from me. Period.
Yeah, well, my fucking pregnant ass ain't going nowhere.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Surprise!
You're pregnant again?
Congratulations.
Yep, number three, motherfuckers.
What are your guys' names on Facebook besides that main page with the awesome picture zombie?
Cool in the what? So many people.
Okay, besides the page with the awesome chick shooting the zombie, what are your guys' Facebook names?
We got a lot of them. Depends on which account we're really not kicked off of.
Nice. Do you guys recognize the name Helena Constantina?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Here, I'm going to go to that page of yours with the awesome chick shooting the zombie now.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a comment and say, hi, I'm on the phone with you.
Bird.
You guys can all fucking add me.
Have it.
I hate Facebook jail shit. It's gay.
Have it.
Yes.
Give me pickles.
Dude.
I got plenty of pickles here. You want pickles? Then come walk your pregnant ass over here and get them.
Fuck you. I just went to a fucking jar today.
You need
Damn.
To get
bought yesterday.
Ice cream should work. Trust me.
I have a blue raspberry icy thing.
Well,
I'm starving.
Ice cream because that baby's gonna kick the fuck out of you at midnight wanting ice cream. Trust me, I'm a mother.
I got two.
Nice.
This is my third, so yeah.
You sound young.
I am.
Like 26.
I was gonna say yes, yeah, she is. She's like 23.
Yep.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I got two kids. Everybody sits there and thinks that I got two kids. Everybody's going to assume that I'm, like, mad old.
No, I said 26. I am 23 as well.
My fucking boobs hurt.
Dude, when you have that kid, you're going to need to pump them. How far along are you?
I breastfeed. I don't know yet. I still technically have to go and get a blood test because two home tests wanted to disagree with each other.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, one said I was pregnant and one said I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
But
why
if
not?
I am pregnant, it's like a week.
Damn. That's how far along I was when I found out my son.
Well, like, I've been mad nauseous, and I've been mad hungry, craving shit ton ice cream,
yet?
Pickles. Oh, no. Thank God. I pee a lot, but I pee in the bathroom.
Has pee dripped down your leg where you didn't even know it was going to come out?
Nah.
That happened
to
me when I was pregnant. I didn't even know I had to pee.
What are you doing about fucking piss going out
running
down
my leg? I was like, go fuck me. I was like,
this is the best fucking conversation on JR we've had in a long time.
Nice.
Yeah. Talk about fucking piss running down your leg.
Yo, why are you
exactly. What the
piss?
Hell?
Huh?
Alec, where are you at? You went on. What the fuck? Would you sign up if you have money?
Do a comment now on the one that says Juggalo Rider Radio Chris Brown that bitch in the face.
Yep, that's another ghetto G.
Hell yeah.
People are the best ones ever.
Ghetto G makes the best fucking little ones.
Yeah, they're
exactly.
All random as
shit. Wait, something about an enema?
What
the
fuck about an enema?
What the hell?
I just heard something about an enema, okay?
Yeah, nobody said that, except you.
Yeah.
You and your damn enema's bad.
You need an enema. You're a fucking, like, retard who needs an enema.
All right, well, I totally commented.
Yeah, I found you.
I have not. Oh, word. Word. Hey, yeah, I found you.
Okay. That is, like, the funniest comment ever. People are like, what the fuck? Are you there?
No, we're not. We died.
Yeah, we're here.
We all died.
We have a lot of dead air every so often, so it happens, you know. When we're in full concentration mode, it gets very silent.
Yeah. Did you know that when there's an awkward silence that there's a gay baby born?
Weird.
That's what I've heard before, and I'm not homophobic. I am, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like vagina, but I like ass and tits.
Word.
Yeah.
What word? Bird, 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 bird. Bird is the word.
Oh, crap. Not
thinking
that.
Don't you
Which,
know?
She made me upload them one day and have it got rid of a day later.
No, you're the one that chose to do that shit, yo. You chose to do that. Not
yeah, you requested the song. So I put it up there.
I don't want to do that. The fuck?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to try to see if I can get my man on the line. That would be awesome.
You.
There we go. I don't know how to merge this for shit.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a T-Mobile. And
will that help? Well, that helps you, the T-Mobile. What type of phone do you have?
He just said Android.
She said she has an Android. That still doesn't help.
I have the Motorola Blur, and it sucks ass.
Yeah, I don't know how to go through Motorola Blur. Usually, when you're going through a call, it'll say, like, three-way or merge call.
It's add call, but when I try
add call, yeah.
It's like, it's dialing, but the calls are separate. It's like you guys are on pause. I'm like, it's just ringing on his end.
Yeah, but you should be able to, after add a call, there should be a button that says either merge or connect or three-way or.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Something in the gist of adding extra number on.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, though. I'll try it with somebody else. Hold on. Let me try someone else.
Okie day.
Maybe I could figure it out. I hope.
Yeah, she hopes.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
This sucks. Do you guys know Jesse Lambert?
No.
Goes on tour with people and takes the videos. That's my homie.
What the fuck is Testament? Oh.
It's me, motherfucker. Sorry, hold on.
Sorry, but I was kind of in game mode at the moment, so I'm like fucking whooping ass.
What the fuck you playing? It don't even say you're fucking on.
I'm on.
Yeah, unless you deleted me off of my fucking PlayStation Friends bullshit, I ain't seen you.
Well, that, yes, we all deleted you because of the fact you were never on.
Exactly.
Go ahead and leave the rest of what you're able to, but I get back.
That worked out perfectly, didn't it?
Nice, I figured that out. Yeah, no, he didn't answer. But have you guys ever heard of POW?
POW?
Prisoner of War? POW? Yeah, Prisoners of War. No, no, Pimp on Wheels.
Piss on Wheels? Bom. What?
Yeah,
wait,
you juggle over
for?
Oh, Maron.
Rush. His name is Rush. But his stage name is POW.
Sure.
No.
I can't laugh. I gotta.
Because he's bigger here in Missouri and Illinois. That's why.
Oh, my God. Havoc.
Yo.
Havoc. You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
My husband's not a douchebag anymore.
What is he?
We're getting along, like, really well. Like, really well. I can call you guys all I want now, everything.
Does that mean you're not divorcing him anymore?
Correct.
I explained why you got him all up on your fucking Facebook nowadays.
Yep. They're also quite
frankly. Hey, I'll call you. Well, I gotta go.
Where?
Alright.
Hey.
Whoop.
But yeah, no, that also, you know, explains why I'm pregnant.
Well, yeah, we kind of figured that one out for ourselves, your spaz.
Yeah.
Well, either that, you know, fuck somebody else while he was gone.
Nope. Dude, I'm in so much pain. This sucks.
Whose fault is that?
What?
I said, whose fault is that?
Yours. All yours.
Nice.
Wow. That would be the thing that got you pregnant.
What? No. Oh, God. No. Bad. No.
Bad. No.
This ice is giving me heartburn.
Okay, this bitch needs to die quick so that way I get this shit done. I need to get through this level.
Who the fuck is downloading Naruto?
Not me.
Not me. I don't give a fuck for that.
No. Must be my husband.
I'm playing Bleach.
I'm playing WD-13.
I can't believe you fucking deleted me, you bastard.
We all did.
Yeah, even
you
Chris.
Chris, you ain't even on this shit. I don't think I was friends with you in the first place, motherfucker.
Yeah, you actually were. Wasn't your account like Little Spaz something?
No.
I don't remember what the hell it was, but I was friends with you at one time.
Just straight Little Spaz, fucker.
Still.
Bitch, I beat that bitch. The fuck? She was supposed to be dead.
Beat a bitch.
Only on JR will you beat a bitch and get away with it.
Hell yeah. And it's fucking kicking.
So, which game console do you guys think is better? Xbox One or PS4?
Yeah,
PlayStation 4. No doubt about it, because you have to actually pay for shit on Xbox One, and if you're not online within 24 hours, it, like, deactivates your account. Too much bullshit with it.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but you can't share. You can't
exactly.
have, like, and they don't take other games. Can't use games. Oh, what?
It's bullshit.
You know what? I think the Xbox One would make a perfect paperweight for $499, whereas
yeah,
the PS4 is $399.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just buy a brick instead of the Xbox One, and I'll use it like the Xbox One, because it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Oh, you know what I would do? If I had $1 million, I'd buy a crap ton of Xbox Ones and use it to make a house.
Oh, fuck.
Because that's
nice.
Really what they're good for. All right, who's jacking off?
Nah, man,
yeah.
I'm drinking some Mountain Dew.
You're doing the Dew?
Hell yeah, I'm doing the Dew. And now it's time to unlock some fucking shit for fucking Heat the Gaia.
And how about
Ghetto,
we, like, Ghetto Talk?
Ghetto G, how about
did
the
anybody
fact
ever
that ever what?
Did anybody ever notice that we didn't play that song for that chick?
Yeah,
yeah, I noticed. Wait. Ghetto G, how do you feel about the fact that for once, one of your promos that you brought somebody in?
Wow. Surprising.
Yeah. She goes, that chick shooting that zombie. I'm like, Lita? She's like, yeah, that chick shooting a zombie. Her name is Lita. Yeah, that chick.
What was this, like a half an hour conversation with this or something?
Like a 10-minute conversation.
10, 15, somewhere around there.
Well, anyway, who did it bring in?
Some chick.
Colana Constantino.
Shawarma.
Say that name 5 times fast.
Okay, then.
I'm going to call her Shawarma from now on.
Well, good job, Lita.
Hell yeah.
Lita's fucking hot. Lita was what made me call in, you know. Oh.
Well, that, and plus the fact that I told you about Chris, you know, watching fucking infomercials about free dildos.
Yeah, hey,
you can't
I think
do what the hell infomercials are on TV, motherfucker.
Chris, you know, there's a thing called a remote control where you can change the channel.
Yeah, but if you're actually watching whatever the hell's on, like 1,000 Ways to Die, like at 3 a.m. in the morning, why the hell would you change the channel?
There's a little fucking infomercial with all free dildos for you.
Of course,
well,
I'm paying
you know
to the fucking infomercial, but still, 1,000 Ways to Die is a dope show.
No, it's not. It's actually really stupid. Well,
yeah, did you know? Apparently, Spaz is pregnant again.
Jesus Christ. What, is everybody fucking pregnant right now? I'm really getting tired
pretty
of
much
people being pregnant.
No, I don't know if for sure I'm pregnant, but I'm showing very, very similar signs to pregnancy. And a pregnancy test told me that I was, and another one told me that I wasn't. So guess who's got to get blood drawn?
Well, if you're pregnant, man, then you're going to have to stay with your husband, which you're clearly
I
going
am
to do anyway. Anyway.
Me and my husband worked shit out.
She came on here talking, I'm going to leave his dude. And now it's, oh, I love you, baby.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because we actually sat down and actually had a conversation for once.
Because women are stupid. That's why.
No,
exactly.
Men
are
fucking
and only
dumb.
One.
We're dumb. We keep making the women come back no matter all the dumb shit we do. So women are fucking stupid.
Exactly, because they come back.
Yeah.
Yo, this dude just got eaten by a snake.
Earth.
I'm watching freaking Counters. This dude just got eaten by like a giant snake. No, that'd be a giant dildo.
Well, that too, for him.
So what happened to the person that tuned in?
She had a go, apparently.
She tried to three-way her boyfriend in and left because it didn't work or something like that.
And apparently she's going to hitch a ride with a truck driver to her boyfriend in Denver or some shit like that.
Good luck with that.
She ain't seeing her boyfriend.
Exactly.
She do some shit like that.
Shit, she do worse than me.
What about you? You do that shit too?
She's worse than me.
Wait, so Chris, are you saying that you'd hitch a ride from a truck driver too?
I would never do that shit, nigga.
Last time
sure?
I checked, he's white.
There ain't no way in hell.
That's okay. I mean, Spurs, we've been having Chris say motherfucker for the past fucking 2 weeks now.
A word, son? I'm not a juggalo.
Hey, what you talking about, man? Hold on. First off, I would like to point out Chris deleted all my shit because he didn't like what I said. Second off, this damn juggalo dude is all over the place. He fucking followed me on Chris's status.
Fuck?
Yeah, this damn dude, he's everywhere, commenting on everything and shit, and then he even shows up on Chris's page.
He's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was being fucking stalked.
Alright, yeah.
Exactly,
I'm
by
gonna...
a dude. The hell?
I gotta go to bed. I'm tired.
Alright, goodbye, Spaz.
Spaz has a bedtime.
Bye. I'll call in tomorrow if I'm not asleep or something.
Talk to you in another few months.
Exactly.
Alright. Bye.
Bye, Spaz.
Late.
That was...
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
You mean yeah?
And yeah, bitch.
You are lame. Now what is this dumb bitch playing?
Oh.
You mean who? You.
End game is over.
Let's see.
And I'm in a wrestling match between Cody Rhodes and Eddie Guerrero.
Really? You had to mention that. It's not even a good match.
It really isn't. That's why I'm not even playing it. I'm just watching it.
Man, fuck that. I ain't gonna sit there and watch those stupid matches. The computer doesn't even play.
Exactly. It just may count. Like, when you can finish a match in like 5 seconds, like 1 minute, the computer makes you go on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, because the computer doesn't try to pin people.
Exactly. And it doesn't know how to make...
So where did that person see this picture that I posted?
On my page.
Havoc posted it and saw off his page.
Oh. So she's your friend?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, at least you guys got somebody to tune in, shockingly enough.
Well, one person. It's ridiculous.
Hey.
It's an accomplishment. Yay!
Yeah, for us.
5 years really in the pitch, and we can only get one person to tune in.
Because she liked the picture.
Wow. Really don't think they need to make another Despicable Me movie.
They really don't need that shit. Fuck out of here. First needs to die for that shit.
Exactly.
Somebody seems a little angry about it.
They keep coming with all these stupid ass fucking movies that they don't need.
Well, it's a continuation of the first one.
Yeah. The first one didn't even need to be made.
Well, it's either a cartoon movie or a remake. What do you want?
I think I'd rather that shit than, you know, I'd rather not a fucking remake or any of that shit.
You'd rather have another remake movie?
So he wants Friday the 13th Part 1 again.
Well, you're in luck. Superman's coming out.
Isn't that already out?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Like, wasn't Walmart having like something about it? Was like, get your fucking tickets or something like that?
I know that they have like a giant Superman toy.
And they probably don't need that. They probably don't. Didn't they already have those out one time before?
I'm just saying, this is a big ass fucking thing, man. It's almost life size. For a kid, yeah. That is. He might be as tall as Havoc.
Hey, it just might be, you never know.
Or taller. And that movie comes out in 2 days.
Well, there you go.
That was close. Kinda.
Yep.
Let's go on a track here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to our first track of the night.
Yeah! It's your boy Lil White. We are at the gathering of the Juggalos. If you're ready to get high, if you're ready to get drunk, with me, and fucked up,
say it with me.
Follow me.
Woo, woo.
I'm the person who's
covered the body and doing the dougie. All of the gathering maybe slowly go overdose until the anthem was lovely. Calling the juggalo, Marissa, do one of those Michael Dawson fame throw the widow. Every piston I go, they got pills in the powder, the double D jump to the hole. I'm faster, sipping on Shasta, crossing the ICP, that's a disaster. Murderer master, painted faces of all races, ready to smash it. Ain't no class reforming tricks, this ain't no David Copperfield shit. But we can make your bitch disappear, her panties found in the mosh pit. Amphetamines and Bob Bitch will stay till Melissa got my own Delilah drill. Woo, woo, I got two, I'm taking a mega wheel. Futuristic, rowdy, bounty, Honda, Crow, boy, he. When you hear the bang, get out the way, I spray with ICP.
Woo, 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 woo.
No money for that. But, I guess I'll check them out, see if they're pretty good. They better be good. You know what, I think we will get into that request that chick had. You know, we didn't get to it because, you know, she left.
Yep.
As you up first, fuck that. Yo, here we go with my boy Vec, brand new track called Corpse Paint.
Many thoughts I have are the darkest artists. Fuck it, dark, I mean, I seem heartless. Fucking piece of carcass, blood heavy sparking. You steady barking, your head I'm steady marking. You becoming prey, you turning me to hate. And when you do that, it means a burn's made. Heart in this instrumental, is that heartbeat. Working knife in hands, hope you start beef. That's my bread and butter you fucking with. I put the fun in funeral and I'ma have some fun with it. Shit, me and my looping mate, all you see is dark side. Howls from these wolves, like some war cries. Shit in my mind is coming to life like I'm doing acid. My villains got hot biscuits, straight out the basket. Only freaks understand my ways like certain soul late. Staring at blood streams, I can't ignore me. I'm a dead man walking, that's why I wear corpse paint. Eastern Ave, Las Vegas for sure. Main pen is mightier than the sword. Murder was all I wrote, that's why I grabbed your head and stabbed my story into your throat. We are alligators, we chop at allegations. I don't jump to conclusions, conclusions jump to me. My truth is so ugly, why you wanna fuck with me? Why you wanna fuck with me? Conclusions jump to me. I was on the edge of mouth, I don't need to hear it. Like a diss in my appearance will leave you disappearing. Man, I'm bananas, and my banana split. Go hard with the crowbar as I slam it hit. I've been causing accidents from an emotional mess. I didn't see it clearly till I was holding your neck. I don't raise hell, cause hell raised me. Bad nerves on the trigger finger itch like scabies. I'm off the wall like a padded one. Hunt for me, better grab a gun. Street style like a hobo. Pump bastards don't know though. Who's got the meter, bro? When I make the sunset with the scowl. Devoured like a meal, stomach upset with the growl. It turns red like my eyes, a sign of fuck you. I write it in the art of war, like Sun Tzu. Sit the fist with ya, dig a ditch with ya. Only at your wake will you get the big picture. Fangs out like razors, stalking you like gators. It'll be sooner than later, get discontinued like pagers. Sid Row, you goddamn bitches. Sid Row, I'll discard the skater 2013 on your ass.
And I'll be in and out like a demon's whisper. These are the theories of lunatics.
And we're back. So what did y'all think of the new Vector?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention because I'm a little pissing.
Well, that's Ghetto's opinion, but I don't think Ghetto G was, I don't even think Ghetto was paying attention.
I'll say Ghetto G not paying attention for 100.
It was wonderful.
I don't know, man. I thought it was dope. It's been a while since Beck put out anything new.
I guess.
But, how about the fact that I told my coworker to go, you know, fuck herself?
What?
You pissed on a coworker's shoes again.
I told my coworker to go fuck herself.
And you didn't piss in her shoes. Nice.
I thought about it.
You should have.
And what does she do?
She's just a lazy fucking Spanish bitch.
Is it the same bitch from the hospital?
thank God.
So there's ladies fucking Spanish bitches everywhere. Okay, we get it.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking chicks are stupid. There's some old fact, you know, she can't do shit for herself. I mean, she can't find shit for herself. She can't weigh the fucking thing, like, the fucking ending up properly by herself.
Well, why don't you show her Mr. Havoc?
I don't feel like being nice.
Is she new?
No, she's been there the fucking same time I've been there.
So she's pretty much no.
I mean, she started the same day I did. That way.
Well, why don't you help her out? Maybe you can get laid.
I don't want to get laid by that bitch.
Why, is she ugly?
Yes.
You're just saying that because she's lazy.
Oh, and she's ugly.
And she looks worse than Chewbacca.
Pretty much.
I'll take the 5 minutes for that one.
Well, then put yourself in the box because I'm kind of busy playing Bleach.
I'll play it on the box whenever I get the hell up.
Yeah, go ahead and put yourself in the box. And play a fucking song because the host is slacking again.
Yep.
How typical, but okay, I'll do that. Point on the box, and I'll play a fucking song. See, good, we're in a spot, and we shall play. How about we go with Lil Troy, Wanna Be a Baller?
That's all price I need to know,
two tone, now you know no dope pigeons. Used to call my scope, now these hoes count my inches. Had to get older, man, it got colder. I done got drunk, got a chip on my shoulder. Licks in Kuwait, got licks in Pakistan. Boys don't understand, virtual alley caravan. Double dose, marble flows, naked hoes around me. Every time I come in, I knew they wanna sign me. Got the little wheel, diamond grill, the McQueen. Blades in the pen, and can't forget the gin. The booing down the rubies, I'm watching on the movie. Drop the top of sky, and you know I'm in the jacuzzi. Bourbon and I'm swerving, man, it's getting hot. My last name, Lim, I'm dropping totem off the light. They just pay me.
I party every day, all day. Ain't no way, boy, can stop. And I fly to your neighborhood, chop, chop, chop. Get it straight to the top. I only play the win by the close up shot. So tap and dead in, pimp the pin once again. Beat the business I seen. Take the levels that you never can't comprehend. Big body beans, as I fall through the side. Big beat means, now what you're talking about. Close your mind, as I tell off going free to die. My similes and metaphors, hands on the door. I come to the clothes, I'll be cold. Don't take off your clothes, Lord knows. Ain't no time to play. Cup is a fucking and a sucking on the head.
Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20 and play. Only in baller, caller, get lit tonight. Switch the room tight, got spread my eyes. I hit the highway, making money to fly.
And we're back.
Yep.
Even though Chris doesn't say it.
Yeah.
But I did upload a track to the soundboard a while ago. And maybe, just maybe, we might be getting some more listeners up on here.
Doubtful.
Oh, man, hey, your lead up promo worked.
What's that going to do with a song, though?
I don't know. Here we go, Breaking Benjamin. Lights out.
Yeah.
putting this shit on pause. But hey, Chris, want to hear something funny, man?
Wait, what?
I said, do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, sure, might as well.
Yo, that chick that said that, fucking Spaz sounds young.
Yeah.
But she's about the same age as Spaz.
Well, she kind of said that, too. She said she's about 22 or whatever.
Well, you know, I didn't hear her say her age, but, thank God I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Of course.
I was just funny because like, she said that Spaz sounds young, and she did too, but, I mean, hey, it's all good, whatever, the listener.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah, so, Ghetto, how about the fact that Stalker Bitch got mad because of the fact I had Chris tell her that she's not welcome up on the show anymore?
Wait, who got mad?
Stalker Bitch.
Who fucking cares?
Exactly.
She's
not welcome.
It's just funny as all hell because of the fact, you know, Chris told her. And, you know, she hit me up saying, you know, I should told her myself, call me a bitch and a pussy. Like, bitch, I know who the fuck you are. I ended up by talking to you.
Man, we ended all ties with that dumb bitch a long time ago.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
All except for Chris, because Chris still seems to talk to her for some reason.
That's great. Just keep her out of here.
Yeah. Simple as that. Keep her out of here. And you'll keep your job. Try to go back. You're fucked.
Your free paying job. Can't even believe you just called this a job.
Oh, I can't even believe the fact that Chris owns, you know, a label and yet he doesn't promote for his own label ever. I don't think it ever existed.
Once.
Yeah, once. And in a minute, Chris came to JR and died out.
Yeah, why is that? Isn't that how you got introduced to the show? Because I guess Havoc was suckered in by your music, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense. I mean, the only music we have by him nowadays is Gangsta here with the Hot Girls. That's all we
Why
have
don't
by
you
him
play
now.
That track right now? Fuck it.
Wow. Now he really wants to hear it again.
Yeah.
May as well.
Yeah. It's a shocker when he requests his own music that he hates. Let me get to it. Since Chris was like, I doesn't know what it's under.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's under. But
they don't.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention. Because, I mean, if I cared, I would have deleted it. But I don't.
Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry ya, I just wanna. Gangsta hit with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. I got heat packing the seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl, y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
And the funny thing about that track is I was actually singing that shit at work today.
Wow, I'm shocked.
See that? Havoc just told you that he enjoys your song.
Exactly, my first song ever, which I feel is horrible, but still, I don't give a fuck.
Wait, and the best thing is, that, yo, me singing that shit, yo, I actually got a few numbers from a fucking, from a few sexy-ass Latina chicks.
Nice.
Except
you
I'm like Chris, I didn't
wait,
post
wait,
like...
Wait, hold on. You got numbers off of bitches for singing that song?
Yes.
Nah.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
I don't believe you.
Yeah,
well,
nobody
like Chris,
believes you.
Well, I'm like Chris, I didn't go to him and be like, yeah, I'm a music artist.
It's because you would be lying.
Exactly.
But, you know, but I did use the line that I am a DJ, because that's true.
Oh, that's why. They thought you were a DJ. They think you spin turntables and shit.
Yeah.
Why don't you invite him to a gig?
Yeah, why don't you invite him to our show?
Hey, baby, one of these days I just might.
Then do it tomorrow.
And then whenever they're like, oh, shit, this is not what I thought when you meant when you said DJ.
I can't believe I said with him.
shot the DJ. And everybody say,
put it on the soundboard.
I don't know. Don't ask complicated questions.
Let's find out. Nope, I'm gonna upload it right now.
And because of Ghetto G, I got to upload another track to the soundboard.
And what's that?
Pussy ain't got no face.
Why is that my fault?
Because you had it posted up on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, because I was just sitting there and I started singing that. I was like, what the fuck?
Now I guess I'm going to put it up on the soundboard.
Damn you, Eshawn.
Once I shot the DJs up on the soundboard again. Catfished again.
What?
Which means you're going to get catfished again.
It's not really being catfished if you know that it's not really the person. But I do enjoy that show.
Yeah, we noticed.
Makes me laugh on how stupid people are.
Yeah.
Oops. Ain't that right, BK?
Hopefully it is, we can play it. Yep, here we go.
Yo, right here, your non-stop party block. I'm your host, DJ.
Who the fuck ain't broken the villains? You gotta die on the club and the radio. We about to ride on you fake-ass DJs. Who wanna hate, Mr. Club? It's just table high, grab the crate. We shot the whole motherfucking party up. Try to hit the DJs, but we kinda drunk. But we the hardest. And y'all scared like a bitch every minute, every hour, play the same old shit. You better pump this shit. Hey, fuck that dance. Bullets make you lean back and shit in your pants. Rock music, how about shock music? Get a real DJ before I lose it. Super feeling radio every day. What the fuck did he say? Everybody don't play, no, fuck that. We gotta burn this bitch down. Yeah, DJs bleeding all over the ground. Try to sell him to the pawn store. Another dead DJ shot in the club before the killer ran off. He cut his hands off. Hot Jams 103, DJ found dead. They took a record crate and smashed his head into a goulash. And then they disappeared. Sound like the shoot but bitch was dead. In a fleet of limousines, dismissed the diamond. Hear the boys in the world and commercial rhyming. Shot 25 DJs in 2 days. A bloody diamond cut bullets in my murder rampage. With the club, scratches and cuts, DJs neck open. They run off, bloody and choking. Then I blast a hole in their back, big as a basketball. Then turn around and blast his jaw.
So I'm about to hurt his motherfucking feelings. Gay bashing, party crashing, gangsta
fashion. I didn't like what he was playing, so I blast him. Party over here, it's a party over there. On the wheels of steel, bloods everywhere. Say what? Who's that? Mr. Club, Mr. Space, nothing. To the party with a snub as I commence. To cause a lot of casualties. On radio, DJ personalities. Home of hip hop and R&B, home invasion. Fuck that, I'm blowing up the radio station. Fully automatic, so they play nothing but static. Flashback every time you see a turntable panic. Fuck that, play my new shit, the crew shit, the true shit. Or get your brains blue, bitch.
I
Now I must upload Esham to the soundboard.
Yeah, will it be High School Musical Esham or real Esham?
Did you not just hear me say I gotta upload fucking Pussy Ain't Got No Face?
Well, that's a good track.
I mean, hey, Chris, I mean, if you really want to listen to some fucking High School Musical.
Yeah, you have that under each arm as well.
I like when people post statuses talking about how drunk they are. And they try to play it off like they're not going to spell shit right, but they spell everything wrong. I mean, everything... I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say here. When they spell
everything
right. And they misspelled, like, maybe one thing.
Exactly. If you're going to play drunk, you have to spell at least 5 or 6 words wrong.
Like, I don't know, man. Is it really a big deal if, like, you've been drinking your entire life and then you finally become legal and... It's really not that big of a deal anymore.
It really isn't.
So, Rabbit, quit fucking posting about how drunk you are all the time.
Exactly.
Hey, that's never gonna happen.
This is all
yeah,
you're
she
gonna
doesn't
do.
Have time to not post how drunk she is, even if she really isn't drunk at all.
Jeez,
I mean, she's got to have some type of tolerance, man. She can't be that fucking drunk.
Exactly. I mean, with how much she drinks, like, she definitely is not drunk as fuck when she says she is.
Again, so that's what else we know, Chris.
What about Chris?
Doesn't Chris do that same thing, saying that he's drunk when he's not really drunk?
Chris doesn't get drunk.
Exactly,
yeah,
my point. Yeah, he still says he's drunk when he's not really drunk.
Okay, how the hell does strawberry daiquiri get you drunk? Okay, Rabbit, yeah, you
man,
feel.
Man, he really had to go and look.
No, I don't even where the hell does that supposed to be. She says she has strawberry daiquiri on Main Street, whatever, it doesn't matter. And how the hell does that get you fucking drunk? It's like, it doesn't. That's just the weakest fuck.
Well, if you kept reading, she also had more liquor along with it.
Well, yeah, I'm reading that. But still, strawberry daiquiri does not count as getting drunk. That's just like basic game. A little buzz, but it doesn't count for shit.
Well, I guess she's not one of those hardcore chicks that would just down a whole fucking bottle?
Exactly.
Like these bitches I knew, man, they used to come to like parties and shit and just drink all the fucking alcohol.
Damn bitches.
Getting real tired of your shit.
Yeah, rabbit.
Yeah,
no.
If you want to drink, learn how to fucking drink.
No, this time it's about his fucking poking shit. I'm so fucking tired of poking shit.
We all.
Man, there's people with a fucking keep poking me and they're not even my friends. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah, yo, that happens to me too.
These bags.
Like, either they were my friend at one point, or they were just never my friend at all, but the fact of the matter is, they keep poking me.
I love how reading Rabbit Stats, it's like, her boyfriend helped her return a $10 drink for a $6 drink. It's like, okay, dumbass, what about that extra $4?
You don't get that back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you're going to return a drink, then you should at least get the money back.
This track uploads to the soundboard now. Yep. Let me get on pussy, ain't got no fast.
A pornographic mind, a pornographic everything from front to
And we are back.
Yep.
Man, he really said, like, a nasty, like, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I know.
It's just as funny.
Yeah, it is.
Man, people still comment on his damn status that I put up, like, yesterday. Like, I moved on to several statuses after that.
Yeah. You don't know that, though.
Commenting on the... All people want to do on Facebook is complain, and I'm just sitting here masturbating.
Nice.
Oh, Spider-Man.
That dude has too many webs. Bullshit.
Did he really just say that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. First off, he has no life.
Okay, so who's to win this match between D-Von and Gangrel?
Gangrel.
Fine, Gangrel will testify and beat D-Von up.
No, Gangrel doesn't testify.
Yeah, well, D-Von does, and he gets to do the testify thing and beat D-Von the fuck up because the testifying fucking much.
Well, at least this time I'm beating myself while I test.
But yet we still had to hear the toilet.
All you heard was at the ending of the flush.
Still heard it, motherfucker.
Yeah, but what should we play next?
Fucking no.
I think.
Play some Twisted Fall Apart.
Why the whole world fell apart inside of my head? I need something. brothers falling apart. I fall apart.
I'm falling to pieces and I don't know why.
It's all because
daddy said we're all afraid to die.
And if you think
about it, it'll eat you from the inside out. Really don't know what to do.
You
I
fall
my
apart.
Rib cage open with a butcher knife and open up the wound and show my life. I'm not the devil, but your mama swear we're running the same. And we didn't make it this way, so we're not carrying the blame. I'm being down and out, I know what that's all about.
Probably make somebody win, like, with the Ryback Triple H match.
That makes seeing Kurt Angle beat those fuckers.
Well, it's not fair.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Fucking sucks.
No, he just sucks at talking.
Well, then again, John Cena sucks at talking too, but then again, nobody cares about that.
Well, that's probably one of the better qualities of John Cena.
What, they can't fucking do a promo at all?
No, man, sometimes he says some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's entertaining.
Yeah, like, what, 1 out of 10 times? Hey, Bret Hart does better, 4 out of 10.
Now, as for his wrestling skills, yeah. I mean, people used to be impressed that he could pick up big-ass dudes, but not so much anymore.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, maybe Ryback will beat him for the title, and then Big Show will come back and punch him in the face and win the title.
I hope so, but I doubt it.
Well, that's what I would do next. I would make Ryback win at Payback and then bring back the Big Show and just have him punch out Ryback.
Yeah, but so, when has Ryback last won a title match or whatever match at pay-per-view? What was that, against the Jobber? Like Zack Ryder or something?
He just killed John Cena at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but still, I mean, honestly, he doesn't really win many pay-per-view matches. He's always the person who loses all the damn matches. So he really, I don't see why the hell he's getting pushed if he can't even win a fucking pay-per-view match. Unless it's against a Jobber, which doesn't really count for shit.
Well, as of right now, CM Punk, man, he's like The Rock. Comes back for pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, he hasn't been gone for years or some shit like that.
Not yet. Give it some time.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 4 or 5 months before he'll be gone until he only comes back for big pay-per-views like Royal Rumble and all that shit.
Can't believe that he's going to come back for this match.
Yeah, I mean, like, why the hell is he facing Jericho again? I mean, he's beating twice. What the hell's the point?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. WWE needs to get their shit together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, so, yeah, you're going to beat Jericho for a third time. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, really? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, yeah, I mean, those two can definitely perform under pressure and all that, which, I mean, that's the only good thing about the match, that they both can make it look like a good match.
People are going to spend all this money on pay-per-views and shit, man. They want to at least see some good matches.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Punk and Jericho, it's like, okay, it's been twice already, and, like, it doesn't really matter who wins, because, I mean, like, if Punk wins again, it's like, okay, yeah, so, you know, he did good in a match against Jericho. I mean, yeah, he performed well. I mean, Jericho wins, like, so who the hell cares? He only won him once, 3 times.
So I wonder how Sheamus feels that he's on the pre-show and The Miz is on the actual show.
Exactly, what the fuck? The Miz fucking sucks. And yet that's why Havoc wanted to buy his shirt.
Man, they better not have that fucking Curtis Axel dude win, though.
Because San Diego got injured, I probably think they will.
No, that would just be stupid.
I mean, it is really fucking stupid because that guy hasn't really proved anything. I mean, yeah, maybe in all the main guys by count out, but that doesn't really prove shit.
Got some count outs and a few cheat pins.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you want to prove something, beat them by pinfall or submission. Count out is basically the same thing as DQ. It doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, just take him off TV. Nobody wants to see him anyways.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that shit. And my question is, why the fuck does 3013 keep pushing the fucking Fandango character versus all the main eventers? It makes no sense whatsoever. Chef, you've got time for the last, like, 5 months or whatever.
The game likes to do very strange things.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, Fandango's never going to beat Scott Steiner because they don't let him beat him. It's like, why the fuck do you keep pushing him against fucking Scott Steiner?
Man, you got all these people on your game, but yet you never pick any of them.
Exactly. I mean, I cut down the roster of SmackDown and Rodman, so it's like 18 or 20 people per each roster, but still, it's like, God damn it, stop playing Fandango versus Scott Steiner every fucking week.
Well, now that I only play, like, one show on the game, the other show just has the same fucking matches every week.
Exactly. It's like Fandango versus Scott Steiner. Like, yeah, Fandango's are going to fucking win, so stop putting him against fucking Scott Steiner.
Yeah, sometimes they like to switch it up. One of them wins, then the other one wins. And then
exactly.
The other one wins, then the win-win or some shit. They like to switch it up. Good job, computer.
My question is, why the fuck do I still have Paul White on the game? It's like, okay, I don't really need the old Big Show character.
Man, he was bigger and better than the fucking Big Show.
Exactly, even though he's the same fucking character.
But I'm just saying, he's a lot bigger.
Pretty much, I mean, he's a better superstar than the Big Show.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, the only tag teams I have active are basically, like, Legacy, Edge, Christian, Gangrel, whatever the hell they were called, The Brood, The Shield, and Ace of the Nate, and Main Event Mafia. It's, like, all I have active is tag teams.
Well, it's not like you're going to see any other tag teams anyway, even if you had them.
Exactly. I don't really fucking do shit. I mean, hell, Main Event Mafia, they have one good storyline that started, but, yeah, nothing ever happened after that. Basically, you had Sting fighting somebody, and then basically, you know, Kurt Angle, Scott Steiner, and somebody else interfere in the match after the end of it. And nothing fucking happened. I mean, yeah, they attacked him, they destroyed whoever the fuck they were facing, but still, like, yeah, then I'll basically delete the storyline. But still, I wonder how the fuck the first match on this card is Ryback and Triple H versus Sting and Kurt Angle.
Put Havoc in the match.
I might as well. Yeah, he tapped out in like 5 seconds.
Where the hell is Havoc?
I'm here.
Who the hell knows? He's here, but nobody really knows if he really is.
The hell are you so quiet for?
Try to get to this level.
Damn, Bleach game.
Well, I was just trying to get them this level without my hand cramping up, but, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way whenever I'm trying to play WWE 13 sometimes. Trying to, like, kick out and make people tap out and shit, and my hands just fucking cramp it up because I can't press the buttons hard enough, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though other people probably don't even struggle that bad. Probably press, like, one button, and then that's why I'm tapping out. But I'll never know.
World may never know.
That's where I sit here and press every fucking button and nothing happens.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
What are you, like, slowly turning into a Jamaican?
I think so, man.
Smokes weed, and now he's talking like this.
But not the fucking levels on, like, I'm at the moment, I'm on the fucking 10th level of this entire game. I don't exactly know how many levels are over with the game, but don't care.
Yeah, he's only on the 10th level of the game. How many levels are there? What, like 500?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, right, dude. There ain't no possible way a game would have that many levels.
Well, yeah, it's like Pac-Man or something. Shit like that.
Pac-Man.
Come on. Pac-Man didn't have fucking 500 levels.
That's a simple game, man.
Yeah,
it really is. And they're very strong, like, and they're fucking retarded.
It's not like it changes.
Exactly.
There's no storyline behind it. Just fucking go around eating shit.
Yeah, Pac-Man's a fat motherfucker.
So you say that about Mrs. Pac-Man, too?
Exactly. She's a fat bitch. She has to go on a weight loss program.
Oh, I think I need to smoke a cigarette before I get finish off this level.
Oh, is that good, huh?
Damn.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Trust me, if you got this game, you played it, you'd be fucking going nuts because it's not that easy of a game. I mean, it's kind of a cross between God of War in a way.
And...
Hold on.
It's a cross between God of War and...
and the other game that you were talking about last night,
Chicken Run.
Oh, not Chicken Run.
What game? What the fuck are you talking about?
Which one was it? The cross between Biohazard 2. Except not the racism. Oh, except the fun playing.
Started playing that Star Wars game. I killed two Jedi bosses. Because apparently it's based on Darth Vader and the bad guys. Even though I'm going around killing stormtroopers. I don't know how that works. Mainly because Darth Vader said, fuck them, kill them all.
That's Darth Vader for you.
Hell yeah. The game starts off and you're Darth Vader. And he's just walking through fighting Chewbacca's.
Damn.
Yeah, it's very simple, though. There was not much to it. And then after that, you're just some unknown dude.
Fucking Theros.
What did you just say?
I said fucking Theros. Oh, Theros.
Okay, then.
Come on, motherfucker. These motherfuckers cheat, though, too. I'm like, come on, like, have you ever noticed like, that something that happens on like, the fucking computer cheats, too?
No.
Oh, must have been me, then.
I
fair. Suck on. Until your head.
Yay.
Until your head explodes full of crap.
So your head explodes full of crap.
Exactly.
Okay then.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow. No.
The motherfuckers talking about they need to find new chat lines on my shit. They're getting deleted automatically.
Goodbye in your stupid chat line.
Oh, yeah. But I swear, yeah, like I'm about to start talking to call this book. One. Yo, and it just turns out to be JR.
You say it just turns out to be JR?
Well, yeah, you know, like they think they're calling into a chat line, but that's calling to a radio show.
Who's calling in here?
I don't know, anybody who can find their way in here.
Nobody can find their way. They're all blind sheep.
Yep. At least low-key finally dissed on Hobson.
Yay.
Oh, they're done. Although it's not just Hopkins who uses the white contacts and the mask and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, fucking Hopkins. Apparently, low-key saying Hopkins sold his gimmick. You know how many motherfucking artists out there have the fucking gimmick of fucking low-key? Why don't you explain to Ghetto G about the whole diss between Low Key and Hobson?
He's basically saying that Hobson stole his whole white contact thing that he did first.
That twisted did first.
Yeah. So Low Key is saying that Hobson stole his gimmick. I mean, then Low Key stole Twisted's gimmick.
Oh, the originality.
See, Chris, I wonder
if
Low Key ever.
Basically, if not.
Yeah, Chris, I wonder if Low Key ever thought about that. You know, he's not the first one to use white contacts.
I mean, hell. Even Zero uses different colored contacts when he's on stage, so he has different eye colors.
But I mean, you know, if you really want to get technical with the person who first did white contacts, go with Marilyn Manson. Manson's done them, Twist did it. So, Loki's saying that Hobson stole his shit. Low-key stole Twisted and Marilyn Manson shit at the same time. So he has never to bitch and moan about it.
They're fighting over something that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, they're fighting over contacts.
How dare you wear contacts?
Yeah, wear fucking glasses, bitches.
What's the matter with you?
I wore the white contact first. No, you didn't get that in there. Next thing you know, someone's going to fucking pull a Tupac, fucking shoot the motherfucker for just wearing the contacts.
Well, I don't care if they get shot.
Neither do I.
Wow, this comes from Chris, the low-key lover.
Yeah, man, how you going to say you don't care if your boy gets shot?
It doesn't matter. It happens to music a lot.
It doesn't matter. It happens in music a lot is what he just said.
Well, yeah, let's see, Biggie and Tupac.
But I can't believe you just said that. It's only like stupid black people that do shit like that.
Exactly, Biggie and Tupac.
Well, that was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
98, 99, that was about 10 years ago, so we're good.
So, first, it doesn't really happen in music a lot. So you just mentioned Biggie and Tupac.
What other examples do you have?
Let's see. That bag of 50 Cent.
Yeah, but he's still alive, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but still, he got shot 9 times. He probably only got shot once in the fucking brain, even though his brain never fucking worked, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Next example, who you got?
What do I know?
Exactly.
So you can't just say it happens to music a lot, Chris. You only give like 3 examples. Biggie, Tupac, and 50 Cent, and I don't even count because, like I said, he's still alive.
Uh-oh. Stevie Stone.
Easy.
I don't think Easy got shot and died.
Yeah, well, still he's dead, so it doesn't matter.
So he's still dead.
Well, Chris, I'm talking about people who got shot and died, and you just throw Eazy-E in there. And say, well, he's still dead, so that doesn't matter. That's, you know, fucking Chris, we got like a shitload of black people come up to his fucking door saying, bitch, what are you talking about Eazy-E for? And just like Chris, I'll say, well, Chris, it happens in music a lot. New example, Chris.
Chris is going to get on a rivalry. He's going to be the next one to get shot. Psycho Cutter is going to come shoot him.
Oh, and to correct the easy thing, he died of AIDS.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, first, he can't really put easy in there. And he never got shot. I mean, sure, you know, if you want to go that route, some people that didn't get shot and died, got Big Pun who died of a heart attack.
Wow, this is an amazing status right here.
What?
I got cheesecake instead.
A fuck?
I don't know.
Instead of what?
It's a good question. Why don't you call Matt and then find out?
What the fuck is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Well, that helps out, yeah.
Yo, G ain't got time for that.
Samantha said it.
Samantha who?
What's Samantha?
Man, y'all niggas is all nevy and shit and just want to add people. Samantha B. Messer.
Yeah, I don't even have her added as my friend. Did I get unblocked for fucking a month again?
And to add a rapper that got shot and died, we would say Proof, Bad News Brown, and Jam Master J, even though Jam Master J doesn't count for shit.
Why doesn't Jam Master J fucking count?
He's not really a good artist, so it doesn't really matter.
You realize he was a part of fucking Run DMC, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Run DMC is one of the best fucking groups out there.
Was, but isn't anymore because it's destroyed.
They're still doing their thing, man.
No, they're not.
Exactly.
Oh, the last shit they put out was back in 2012, when they did a reunion.
Hey, what'd you say that chick's name was that called in here earlier?
There you go, maybe we go look for it again.
You mean, like, Hold On, or whatever the fuck her name was?
Yeah, Hold On, Constantina.
Exactly, that chick.
Never mind then.
Joji ain't even got time for that.
Nope.
I think the band Onyx needs to come back together again.
Who?
Onyx.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you mean to me you don't remember Onyx?
I remember some shitty rapper that used to be on here named Onyx or some shit.
I don't know, I'm talking about the group.
I know Onyx the Pokemon.
Find something down. I don't know, you might recognize.
No, that's all right. You don't have to. Harris is just for havoc. Power Rangers making grass explode just by posing.
True.
And that was posted on the What the Fuck page.
Your kid's childhood goes by Justice Bath. Spend some family time at Great Wolf Lodge. Everybody in.
I'm going to take a fun one track that they put out that was really popular.
How the hell does a dog become a seeing eye dog for another dog?
That's a good question.
That's
that makes
crazy.
No fucking sense whatsoever.
That's crazy, though.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I'm a seeing eye dog. You would need a seeing eye dog.
No.
That makes no sense. If a seeing eye dog needs another seeing eye dog, then that seeing eye dog needs to be put the fuck down.
If that's what I said, that's not what I meant.
That's exactly what you said. You said, "What is a see? I don't need to see an eye dog for."
Exactly. You fucking know.
It's a dog. It's a dog.
It needs to be put down.
Dog walking another dog.
Oh fuck!
One of the dogs.
What,
is
the dog humming the other dog.
What?
A dog walking another dog, and that's all you can think of.
No, the dog is humping the other dog.
I mean, you know, like they done tracks with the likes of the DMX. Talking enough, he actually did a track with 50 Cent before he was known. Raekwon, Method Man, Killer Sin.
Time you talk to me. Hey, no.
Damn.
Yeah, that's another thing, man. Fucking bitches always be posting some, like, sexual comments and shit, and then and some dude says something sexual to a woman, and they post all these statuses and how fucking gross they are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bitch, you sit here all day long and talk about sex, and then somebody come to you talking about sex and shit, and you don't like it.
That's bound to happen sooner or later.
You fucking cunt. Why the hell did you share this? Why did you like a page called Swag for Teens?
What was that shit?
Somebody that shared the picture, dipshit.
I figured that one out.
I don't comment on your Facebook status. It's for the same reason I don't step in dog shit when I see it. Wow. You people talk too damn much.
I know, right?
Especially the one that's, especially the one that's sitting over there thinking about dogs having sex.
Yeah, I wonder why. First, stop thinking about dogs having sex over there, man. That's a motherfucker.
I don't think your neighbors would like that very much.
Yeah. Leave their dogs alone. Hey, rapper, leave them dogs alone.
What the hell song is that?
Another brick in the wall. By Pink Floyd. And covered, then recovered by I believe Korn did a cover of it as well.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh yeah, it was originally I mean, the original chorus statue goes, hey, teachers, leave them kids alone.
Oh. That must be where Big B got that shit from, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
The whole, hey, tweakers, leave that shit alone.
Exactly.
CD comes out next month.
Hell yeah. You know, so even though, funny enough, it's called April Fools.
Yeah. I sure hope it's good. Because people have been slacking with CDs lately.
Yeah, they have. ICP. Again, DJ Clay.
I wonder what the hell ICP is going to do next. Because they really don't have any, they really don't have any releases coming out.
Oh, we can only hope it's going to be something good.
I sure as hell hope so. I guess they'll probably make some type of announcement at the gathering or some shit.
Probably. I said, hopefully it's something good.
Maybe they'll finally put in work of a new Lotus album.
Doubt it.
Even though everybody left.
Yeah, exactly.
They could end it with that, and then Twisted can go do their own shit.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yep.
Hey, dog fucker, what the hell are you doing over there?
many times are you going to tell you? Get the fuck out of your car, you dog.
Yeah. Sick bastard.
Yeah. Playing an iPhone game and pissing, motherfucker.
Playing a game while you're pissing.
Wait, it took you that long to piss? The fuck?
Why are you playing a video game?
On mute. I was playing an iPhone game, so yeah.
Why exactly are you playing games while you're taking a piss?
Because it makes time go by quicker.
While you're pissing?
How long could it take?
Not too long. I just focus on one of the fucking games. Try to get past level 64 in this damn game.
Well, thank you, Colin. Apparently we're going to get massive storm shit coming. Man, the power better not go out, man. I'll fucking kill somebody.
Shit, Spaz even talked about this damn game, and she said she's around level 25. I'm around level 65, so yeah.
What? What did you just say?
I said Spaz even talked about this damn game, and I'm around level 65. She's around level 25, so yeah.
I'm not saying that you don't have a life, but you don't have a life.
Hey, ain't nobody got time for that.
Apparently you got tons of time for that.
Wait, so apparently you got time
exactly.
For a life?
Exactly.
Is that what he's saying?
And what game is that?
It's the,
Candy Crush
game.
Oh, God. He got sucked in.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been playing this a lot longer than Spaz. Or she just fucking sucks at the game and hasn't been playing that long.
Oh, gee, Chris, she's pregnant. Do you think she's got time to play the damn game?
Probably.
She's unpacking.
Let's see. This one chick, man, she's working on her second kid. That Myra chick's working on her second kid. This other girl's working on her third kid with a third father.
You like third father.
Then you got Shelby. She's fucking pregnant now. Hopefully that'll get some weight on her. Then you got pregnant. Then you got Spaz, probably pregnant.
She said she was today.
Oh, yeah, that other girl on my profile, she's pregnant. She keeps posting pictures of her fucking stomach, like anybody wants to see that. Oh, yeah, this other girl on my profile, she's pregnant. Some half her
Emily. Oh,
yeah,
hey,
it's real annoying. No, half her kid.
Oh, half her kid.
No, halfer.
Oh.
Half and half.
Ah.
Yeah. Damn, people like black people.
Yeah, that's what happens. Hey, come on, take my cousin for example.
She has a black boyfriend?
Well, her baby daddy's half black, half white.
Half dumbass.
No.
Three halves make a whole. And
he's
another half.
He's full on dumbass.
pretty much.
Oh, look, the Ritz video is on MTV.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's always on here. That's over now. Oh, God. I can imagine what the hell this song is going to sound like. With a name like Hit Boy.
I mean, a gay ass fucking title for a track.
No, that's his name.
Why the fuck would anybody want that for a name?
Same reason people use a lot of auto-tune and mumble on a song. Future.
Yeah, Features is an idiot.
That was like Venom, I guess I'll call her that. She said this one time that she had one of his songs stuck in her head. I was like, is that even possible? We can't even understand what the fuck he says. She's like, all right. The melody is stuck in my head. Is that better?
You obviously said no.
Well, it's really not much better, but it's it would make a whole lot more sense.
Yeah.
Not this fucker. Why is he in every song?
Ooh.
Toe Chimes.
God, that nigga. You know, 2J's ain't worth being called a nigga.
I like how you made that one song called I'm Different. Even though we've already been there and done that. And what makes you different just because you wear leopard print pants?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I believe Twisted already did that too. I'm different.
You said they didn't wear fucking pants.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, I got the truth. I would have just been scary as all shit.
Well, that's the gimmick that they're going for, is scary stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to go that scary.
No, that would just be fruity.
Well, that too. Like Chris.
Oh, definitely like Chris.
Hey, Fruity Pebbles. What the fuck you doing over there?
He's playing that game, dog. Wow, this person's name is Tree.
Oh. Tree. You can't even come up with a better name?
I guess artists have run out of names. Oh, damn, man. It sounds like a fucking cannon going off.
Probably is one.
No, it's fucking lightning. And thunder.
Ooh,
what was that?
That was me.
Oh, weird-ass noise made by Havoc.
Oh, look, the Fruity Pebble came back.
Good job, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. Chris, stop playing that damn game.
I'm not playing any games right now. I'm trying to take a fucking piss.
What the fuck, nigga?
What are you asking about how I was doing?
Dude, that's one long ass.
You just took a piss.
Dude, even
I did
it
recently, but not as recently as Abby did.
Man, nigga, are you taking a shit?
Nope.
Talking about to get a piss every 5 seconds. What the hell?
Hey, I thought I was bad.
Can't control his bladder.
First, you need to learn how to control your bladder there, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing to you. I'm not taking one every 5 fucking minutes.
Man, I can imagine, man, you two together being in the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, we're going to be fighting to prove who the fuck is the bathroom, quick.
Take a piss, take a piss. Yeah, 10 minutes go by, I got to take a piss. What the fuck, nigga?
Chris, I'm taking pisses over there.
Yeah, well, it's only my second one tonight. Not my fifth or sixth.
Dude, you were just fucking sitting there for like an hour trying to fucking piss while playing that stupid game.
Yeah, an hour ago.
Dude, you just said you were taking a piss.
Man, that was not an hour ago. That was like at least 10, 15 minutes ago.
It's about 30, 40 minutes ago, but anyways.
No, it really wasn't. It's very recent.
Yeah.
You see, did you hear that? God is mad at you.
Yes, Chris, he's very mad at you.
Yeah, because it doesn't fucking exist.
That's why he's mad at you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's magically saying, you don't exist there, Chris. But, either way, now I can finally turn this game off.
Yeah, now the show has been over. Makes sense, right?
There. Oh, yeah. I've been playing since like 11, since the show started, actually.
That's why you should play it before the show or after the show.
I was gonna.
I know those 2 hours, man. You know, it's real hard for people not to do things.
That's when people aren't tuned in. I'm almost a lock with everybody in this game, too, so that's a good thing.
Unlocking who?
Like, Go, Rukia, Uliu.
Hootie Hoo!
Stark, Halle Bell, Soyphone, Fiakia, Kuki, I said my fucker's name for the life of me. Sun Tui, Bushido, Gaia, Grimjow, and Posse Zaraki.
Man, that sounds like you casted a spell or some shit.
See, also got Holofot Ichigo.
Chico?
Probably gone. Let's see, I've got level 11 and level 12 to go through next.
Well, get her done.
Let's see what I was able to unlock here. Okay. Now my hands are officially cramped up from the game anyway, so I need to take a break. I had my two energy drinks tonight. One was the Mountain Dew, the other one was that yogurt.
How does that matter?
Man, hey, I was able to finish all that off.
It's not like you have anything important to do tonight.
No, not really. I have to finish off Ghost Hunters before I pass out tonight.
Well, you go do that. Goodbye.
Thanks.